This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado grocery workers allege King Soopers, City Market, and Safeway entered into illegal no-poach agreements during the 2022 King Soopers strike. CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
The claims were made in a class action lawsuit filed in Denver Tuesday. The lawsuit says workers are owed lost wages and other economic gains because the grocers undercut their negotiating leverage by agreeing not to hire each other's employees during the strike. The no-poach allegations came out of an investigation by Colorado's Attorney General. Supermarket giants Kroger and Albertsons, which between them own King Soopers, City Market, and Safeway, are the targets of numerous lawsuits seeking to block a merger of the two companies on antitrust grounds. Colorado's AG is one of the parties suing to stop the deal. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado regulators have accused two companies of falsifying data about environmental contamination at oil and gas sites. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The Energy and Carbon Management Commission held a public meeting about the issue on Tuesday. It accused two firms, Eagle Environmental Consulting and Tasman Geosciences, of falsifying water and soil test results from oil and gas spill sites and closed drilling locations. All 350 sites are located in Weld County. Regulators say a preliminary investigation determined there's no immediate threat to public health, but employees for the companies could face criminal charges. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Traffic is running smoothly across most of the state's main arteries, but there are slowdowns in I-70 at the Eisenhower-Johnson tunnels where traffic metering is taking place.